Good Friday morning, beloved. It is my pleasure to be able to end this week as we start this morning in God's Word, as we have all this week. Today we're in Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 36. And today we conclude the reading of chapter 13 with more parables in which Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a hidden treasure, a fine pearl, and a net filled with all kinds of fish. Jesus also explains the parable about weeds growing among good seed and depicts an image of the final judgment. The reading concludes with an account of Jesus returning to Nazareth, his hometown, where the people reject him. And God's saving word for us all this week has been wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 36. When Jesus had left the crowd and gone indoors, his disciples came to him and said, "Tell us what the parable about the weeds in the field means." And Jesus answered, "The man who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed is the people who belong to the kingdom. The weeds are the people who belong to the evil one. And the enemy who sowed the weeds is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvest workers are angels. So just as the weeds are gathered up and burned in the fire, so the same thing will happen at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels to gather up out of his kingdom all those who cause people to sin and all others who do evil things. And they will throw them into the fiery furnace, where they will cry and gnash their teeth. Then God's people will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Listen then, if you have ears. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man happens to find a treasure hidden in a field. He covers it up again, and he's so happy that he goes and sells everything he has, and then goes back and he buys that field. Also, the kingdom of heaven is like this. A man is looking for fine pearls, and when he finds one that is unusually fine, he goes and sells everything that he has, and he buys that pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Some fishermen throw their net out in the lake and catch all kinds of fish. When the net is full, they pull it to shore and sit down and divide the fish. The good ones go into the buckets, and the worthless ones are thrown away. It will be like this at the end of the age. The angels will go out and gather up the evil people from among the good and throw them into the fiery furnace, where they will cry and gnash their teeth. Do you understand these things?" Jesus asked them. "Yes," they answered. So he replied, "This means then that every teacher of the law who becomes a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like a homeowner who takes new and old things out of his storage room." When Jesus finished telling these parables, he left that place, and he went back to his hometown. He taught in the synagogue, and those who heard him were amazed. "Where did he get such wisdom?" they asked. "And what about his miracles? Isn't he the carpenter's son? Isn't Mary his mother? And aren't James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas his brothers? Aren't all his sisters living here? Where did he get all this?" And so they rejected him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is respected everywhere except in his hometown and by his own family. Because they did not have faith, he did not perform many miracles there." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 13, verse 43, where Jesus said, "God's people will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom." You know, beloved, it's instructive all through the rest of chapter 13 as we conclude the parables of Jesus. And we get to the last part, very last part, where Jesus goes ahead and goes back to his hometown. The people who knew him best. And yet, all they could see was that he was just you know, somebody else who grew up in that village. They couldn't understand where he had this power, where he received this authority. And so what did they do? They rejected him. And this is the saddest phrase that I've seen in the whole Bible. Because they did not have faith, he could not perform many miracles there. What a shame. He came there ready to reveal the power of God, but because of their own lack of faith, they did not receive the blessing. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I want to shine like the sun in your Father's kingdom. Teach me to live according to your will. Amen. Well, the week together has come to an end, beloved. Join me on Monday when we will be in Matthew chapter 15, where Jesus teaches about what makes a person unclean. But before then, don't forget to Sunday morning, and I'd like to see each of you in the chapel, and as we enjoy God's Word and the wonderful fellowship there. And if you can't make it to that, don't forget that we're also broadcasting over Zoom and on Facebook. And so we can all meet together this Sunday morning and enjoy the teaching from God's Word. Until next time then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.